Ladies, there's something you should know about hijab. The Holy Quran states, O children of Adam, we have indeed sent down to you clothing to cover your shame and clothing for beauty and clothing that guards against evil, that is the best. Ever notice the doubled standards in secular fashion when it comes to men and women? Look at the corporate world, for example. You'll notice that men are usually covered from the neck down to the feet except the hands. Compare that to the usual clothing of a woman in business sectors, and you'll notice that women working in professional environments in the secular world are usually expected to wear less. The neck buttons are usually undone, the sleeves are usually shorter, and the legs are usually bare or barely covered. Double standards between men and women exist to such an extent in the non-religious world that men are made to look respectable while women are objectified. Men wearing ties will normally even do up their top buttons, and for him to reveal the top part of his chest or his arms or his legs, or for him to wear tight clothing that hugs his features, it's just not considered professional. Why then are women expected to wear less? From a very young age, women are taught falsely that what's most important is how they look and that their worth lies in how pretty they are. About this, Ayatollah Khamenei has said that this is the most immense oppression ever against women. The secular world, especially in the West, has established an unfair equation in society under which the men are the beneficiary and the women are the benefit. Knowingly or unknowingly, willingly or unwillingly, women end up acting in such a way as to please the expectations of men.
I mean, the ancient Chinese used to practice foot binding, which used to mold their feet into tiny shapes and prevent women from being able to walk normally, just because men found it beautiful. And when you look at that, you'll go, yuck, that's disgusting, I don't want anything to do with that. But we're all doing exactly the same thing today. High heels are designed to unnaturally morph a woman's posture. You know what that looks like? A chicken. You know why? Because men like chicken.
Islam, and particularly hijab, came to free us from thinking in this way. Women should be judged according to their character and their faith, not their looks. The Holy Prophet says, the beauty of a woman's faith must be given priority over the beauty of her face. Now, if you compare secular clothing to traditional Islamic clothing, you'll notice that all the same parts, for the most part, are covered on both men and women. The neck down to the feet are usually covered, with the addition of women also covering their hair. The Holy Quran states, and say to the believing women, wear their head coverings over their bosoms and not display their ornaments. It is wajib for women to cover every part of their body except the face and hands, i.e. that which appears thereof. That includes the feet and the ears. The clothing must not be too tight so that it hugs against the body. So say bye-bye to those skinny jeans and leggings. Nor should it be transparent. Yes, it's difficult, very difficult. But the Holy Prophet said, the best of deeds is the hardest of deeds. And while observing the rules of hijab is wajib, that doesn't mean that women who observe it won't be rewarded and elevated in the eyes of Allah to an extent which is uncomparable to that of a man's.
Well, wait just a second. Hijab doesn't just end with physical hijab. There's a social hijab as well, lasses. There might be a sister out there who observes an immaculate physical hijab, and when it comes to interacting with brothers, they'd be like,
hi, my name's Kylie.
It's so funny.
And ease up with the text messages, will you? Sending your kisses and your love hearts and your winks.
Oh, but it's nothing.
Sister, for you it might be nothing, but for a guy receiving the messages, it's like,
the Holy Quran states, it may be that you dislike a thing while it is good for you, and it may be that you love a thing while it is evil for you, and Allah knows while you do not know.
It causes anatomical abnormalities, including foraminal stenosis, lower back problems, numbness.
Inshallah, we'll see you next fortnight. Ta-ra.